Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
History will be made in New York City today. The trial of former President Donald Trump about to get underway with the process of jury selection.
Phil DeLisente, who has handled, honestly, some of the largest cases in this region with some insanely high-profile clients, kind of has a way of managing these monstrosities. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Marty. Good morning, Larry.
Curious what's going through your mind as an expert and as this process unravels, first and foremost, is it possible for Donald Trump to get a fair trial in New York City?
I think it's going to be extremely difficult. Whether you like him or dislike him, that doesn't even play into my mind. It just, here we have the Republican nominee for president, who was a previous president, sitting in office, is now charged with state crimes.
Yep.
That the federal government, the felony charges at least, the Federal Election Commission said, no, we're not going to prosecute you for, and now this local DA is doing this. So it's going to be very, very hard with the pretrial publicity. I can't imagine how long it's going to take to get – there's 42 questions, Larry, Marty. 42 questions they have to ask these jurors.
What's normal, brother, so people understand?
Yeah, what would be the average process seat a jury?
Yeah.
So what happens is they'll bring in the you'll have a galley of potential jurors, but they'll ask them questions like, do you have any political, moral, intellectual beliefs or opinions
right.
which would prevent you from being on here? Do you know Michael Cohen? Do you know Donald Trump? Do you follow either of them? All these questions about social media. Have you ever, Donald Trump, has he influenced you in any way? I mean, really, it's the magnitude of this is just, and here's the reason why I'm troubled as a criminal defense.
Right.
Local prosecutors always defer to the, as we say, feds, that's slang, but the federal government
right.
on these types of things. Because it's the same reason Washington, D.C., you can't have, like, the local police arrest a U.S. senator, okay? They defer it to the U.S. Attorney's Office, which has jurisdiction for prosecuting all those cases. Because you don't want a local DA just starting to go around and prosecuting presidents and U.S. senators. So it's a little bit of insanity to me. And I know people are going to say, oh, why is that? Because this – no, it has nothing to do with whether I like them or dislike
right.
them. It's a problem, and now we're creating this chaos within the legal system, which is sort of painful to watch.
And okay, so, Phil, you've handled high-profile clients.
Yeah.
How do you keep them to shut up? Because no one's been able to manage Trump, even his, none of his family, none of his people, none of the judges. Because even in the most conservative papers, the Wall Street Journal, they say he's his biggest enemy because of social media postings.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of these things where the ego a lot of times could be so great, you have to try to bring it in. And if you're going to have a message, you want it to be conveyed by the lawyer
yep.
With the agreement of the client so that, you know, you have plausible deniability. Well, I didn't, you know, the client didn't say that. But he is really, as you said, his own worst enemy. His lawyers, as you know, he's gone through a tremendous
yep.
amount of lawyers. And so you really have to sit him down with his family and say, look, this is in your best interest. But he's already upset that his First Amendment rights have not been violated. And I'm not so sure that they haven't to a certain extent when you make it a bond condition. A bond is to, are you going to show up and not commit any future criminal acts amongst other elements? It's not whether or not you want to speak out. So there's a lot going on in this one, a lot.
We're with Phil DeLucente. So, Phil, explain to people, because all they hear is porn star hush money. What is the real issue here in terms of a legality?
Yeah, so this is why he's in a kit and caboodle here. So his lawyer, Michael Cohen, imagine he paid his lawyer, Michael Cohen, and he put it on the books as legal fees.
Yep.
Michael Cohen turned, you have attorney-client privilege,
yep.
So all the law students are listening out there, yeah, there's attorney-client privilege, but if your lawyer goes south on you, the argument could be challenged that the privilege still extends. But in this case, they said no, because there's a crime fraud exception. And they're saying because of that crime fraud exception, you can't testify against your former client. You knew what you were doing. He knew what you were doing. Now, he's going to, President Trump's going to say, the reliance defense. He was the one, or my accountant, I didn't know what was going on, which might be a great defense, by the way. I mean, he's running billion-dollar companies, president, you know, dating supermodels, whatever. Now, the felony, here's where it gets tricky. The misdemeanor is just because the actual act itself.
Right.
The covering up of it by putting it down as legal expenses is the felonious act. It's similar on tax day. Here's a good example. It's an analogy. Tax day. If you don't file your income taxes on time, it's a misdemeanor. Okay?
Yep.
But if you file it and you lie, it's a felony.
By the way, I love Phil so much because he's so smart about this stuff. You know, it's a felony, Larry, if a drug dealer does not report the proceeds of his drug activity to the IRS. This is where we get in this craziness. Hey, Phil.
Or gambling.
Yeah, or gambling. I got to get to this with you. So even if convicted, he does no time in jail. Some would argue, and I mean this, Larry, that this empowers him further, that his followers, his people just shrug at this stuff and say, you're just piling on the man.
Clearly, they
right,
do.
Right, Phil?
Well, there's no question. I mean, you're getting attacked from all angles, and then you're seeing unprecedented ones, right? Because you look at the records case, and they say, well, other presidents do it, and they get cleared. Why is Trump in trouble? Then you see this one where the federal government said, no, we're not going to prosecute, but a local guy is going to prosecute. And it just goes on and on and on. And so you're exactly right. And one thing I could tell you about President Trump, he's not going to back down.
No.
And if he, let's say someone would try to put him in jail, it'd be like Pablo Escobar back in the 90s.
It really would, Larry.
You'd have to build a whole prison just
it's
for him.
It's so true.
I mean, it'd be insanity.
Yeah. Well, it's only just begun today. And
yes. Yeah.
How long can you imagine this process taking?
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. Could you imagine those 42 questions? And those were the ones that I could just off the top of my head. But
Wall Street Journal saying 4 weeks, Phil.
Easily.
And Trump, by the way, Larry, Trump has to be there. He can't go out and raise money. He can't campaign.
If you can sit there,
yep.
If you can sit there during that whole time. So, you know,
Hey, Phil, all lawyers, like all talk hosts, have egos. Would you take this case if presented to you regardless
yes.
of the lunacy?
Yes.
Yeah, he would.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, yeah I would. I'm not saying I would be able to stay on the whole time. You know, you could do a noisy withdrawal. Lawyers do not have to just remain with clients that they feel are for, you know, I'm not going to get into that.
No, I get it.
But you can just withdraw. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't like this one.
Hold on. Before you go, Phil.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to move this somewhere. It's the same anywhere, right? I mean, unless they got him down south where he's going to get much more of a far right jury pool. But does it make sense to try and get this moved?
Well, you know, it makes more sense, yes, to a certain extent.
Okay.
Because they've done the voting tallies. But the other thing is the delay. What harm would it have caused the Republican nominee, whether it's a Democrat or the Republican
right.
nominee for president, to delay this? I mean, that to me, if you ask the general public whether they like him or dislike him, it just tends to smell. The whole thing tends to smell bad.
Yeah, but if you delay, what if? Now, if he becomes president and as it tracks right now, it's pretty much a toss-up again.
6 to 8 weeks it's going to take, the Wall Street
Journal.
But he's
a former president, so, you know, I say, how's it any different?
Like 6 to 8 weeks, Larry, of this.
You still stand up when he walks into the room. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing is...
It's just not going to change either way.
No.
Yeah.
So,
no. Yeah.
All right, great stuff, Phil. It's fascinating, really.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
If you wrote this as a movie, no one would believe the movie to be true.
No, absolutely. It'd be too far-fetched.
It would, brother. It's fascinating.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.